BlackRock Canada launches Bitcoin ETF with 3% allocation on the TSX. BlackRock Canada has listed a new exchange-traded fund on the Toronto Stock Exchange that holds a fixed 3% allocation to Bitcoin alongside a basket of global equities, according to a CoinMarketCap post published on August 11, 2026. The structure keeps Bitcoin as a small satellite position inside an otherwise conventional equity fund, rather than offering direct one-to-one BTC exposure. The timing sits against a soft market. Bitcoin traded near $64,075 as of August 11, 2026, down 1.4% over 24 hours, with the CoinMarketCap Fear and Greed Index reading 38, Fear. A blended product that caps crypto at 3% is built for exactly this kind of hesitant tape, where investors want some Bitcoin beta without stomaching a full allocation. A dose, not a conviction bet. The defining feature here is the 3% cap. A pure spot Bitcoin ETF moves tick for tick with BTC. This fund does not. With 97% of assets in global equities, a 20% Bitcoin drawdown translates to roughly a 60 basis point drag at the fund level before accounting for the equity side. That mutes both the upside and the pain. For an advisor building a client portfolio, that framing matters more than it sounds. A 3% sleeve is inside the range that many model portfolios already reserve for alternatives. It lets a financial planner add Bitcoin exposure through a single ticker on a regulated exchange without opening a separate crypto account, arranging custody, or explaining a wallet to a retiree. The trade-off is that anyone hunting for concentrated crypto upside will find this fund far too diluted. Canada keeps its early mover streak. Canada listed the first spot Bitcoin ETF in North America back in 2021, years ahead of US approval. The country's regulators have stayed comfortable with crypto-linked funds in registered accounts, and Canadian investors can hold these products inside tax-sheltered TFSA and RRSP structures. That regulatory posture is why a blended equity plus Bitcoin wrapper can list on the Toronto Stock Exchange without the multi-year approval fight that similar products faced south of the border. BlackRock's involvement is the signal to watch. The firm's U.S. spot Bitcoin ETF became one of the fastest-growing funds in history after its 2024 launch. Seeing the same manager package Bitcoin as a minor ingredient in a diversified Canadian fund points to a second phase of the institutional rollout. Not standalone crypto products, but crypto quietly folded into mainstream allocation tools. The mainstreaming trade continues. This launch fits a broader pattern of Bitcoin moving from a fringe holding to a line item inside traditional finance. Spot ETFs pulled in more than $1.3 billion in a single week earlier this month across BTC, ETH, SOL, and XRP, and hedge funds recently flipped net long on CME Bitcoin futures after years of shorting the contract. A blended ETF with a small BTC sleeve is a lower volatility expression of that same drift. It also changes who owns Bitcoin exposure and how. A spot ETF holder made an active decision to buy Bitcoin. Someone who buys a global equity fund with a 3% crypto allocation may barely register the Bitcoin line. That passive embedded exposure is how an asset class becomes structural rather than speculative, and it spreads BTC price sensitivity into portfolios that never set out to trade crypto. Exposure versus ownership for retail buyers. An ETF is a paper claim, not self-custody. Holders of this fund own units in a structure that holds Bitcoin on their behalf, with the counterparty and custody arrangements that implies. Anyone who wants to actually hold and spend the asset, rather than track its price inside a brokerage account, is in a different market. Hardware wallets, on-chain balances, and cards that spend from your own wallet. The two approaches answer different questions. One is portfolio exposure, the other is control and usability. For most retail buyers, the appeal of a 3% blended fund is that it requires no new behavior. It trades like any other TSX-listed ETF, settles in a normal brokerage account, and fits inside registered plans. The cost of that convenience is dilution and a management fee layered on top of the underlying assets. Investors seeking real Bitcoin conviction will still reach for a spot product or direct ownership.